Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag a sleeve all day. Here come Tuesday.
It was a really rough weekend if you're in the police business, wasn't it? Was it a rough weekend if you were the wife of a policeman, or if you were the husband of a policeman, or the father, or the mother of a policeman? As it is, every day they get up, they put on a vest, they don't know if they're going to come home at night. That's true from the beginning. But because of the tyrant in the White House and his string of accomplices, cops are dying in an epidemic. In an epidemic, period. There's an epidemic of the killing of police triggered by Barack Obama. Let me not mince words, because I get tripped up. When I try to get too clever, I actually lose my train of thought. So let me make it real simple. One man to another. There's an epidemic of cop killing that came from the top down. It started at the beginning of the regime, the tyrannical regime, 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with the beer summit, where he took the side of the thug who was teaching at Harvard. Thugs come in all sorts of colors and all sorts of professions. A thug at Harvard attacked the police, and he had a beer summit. The thin man from Hawaii went and had a summit, and he came down against the police. Then it started to escalate with Eric Holder, another racist, in my opinion. There, it seems to me, an orchestrated campaign that led to the death of police. Do I have to remind you what happened over the weekend? Do you know why it's happening? Now, to top it off, you would think that they'd stop the rhetoric, wouldn't you? But they didn't. Hillary today went to the NAACP, the National Association for the Crimped Police, the NAACP, which has now become the National Association for the Advancement of Crimped Police, and instead of tamping down the rhetoric, she once again used her horrendous, hectoring voice to again say the police were wrong. We'll play that sound for you again. So I tell you, how does this stop, and what is it doing to the police? How can you people on the left think that you're going to be safer if the black gangs rule the streets? Now, let me be very clear. I'll tell you what I think is going on. I'll make it very clear. And I have a solution, by the way, that you're not going to believe. It's out of left field, or shall I say out of right field. See, the big winners here are the drug-dealing gangs in the, quote, inner cities. They're the ones who are actually behind the killing of the police, because they're the ones who are incarcerated the most. The drug dealers. So now they've got a dream situation. They can ply their trade in the streets without fear of a cop arresting them, because the mobs are liable to go berserk. So now they're free to deal drugs in the streets. The cops are afraid of them. This isn't exactly what you would do if you were running a drug empire, cripple the police. Well, there's a solution to it, which is make drugs legal. I know that's controversial. If you were to legalize most drugs, and those drugs that were being sold by a government store, as is still done in certain states in America with liquor. I think Vermont still has only government-owned liquor stores, believe it or not. I don't remember if that's still true. High taxation, that would eliminate the drug dealing in the streets. It would eliminate the gangs. And then the cops might be safe again. Now, that's one solution anyway. I know it's controversial, and I know it will increase drug usage. But if the drugs are rampant anyway, we've lost the war on drugs because Obama refuses to prosecute it. So that's one thing to say. Now, look, I could complain from today until 2017 about Barack Obama saying he's a tyrant. Which he is. He is a tyrant by all definitions. Let's look at the definition of the word tyrant. An absolute ruler unrestrained by law or constitution. When has this man been restrained by the law or the constitution? Can you tell me when he's been constrained? Well, slightly, yes. He tried to force 4 million more illegal aliens down our throats but he was stopped by a federal judge. So you could say, yeah, okay, he's restrained by the law. B, a usurper of sovereignty. He's exactly like Angela Merkel. He's flooding us with illegal aliens from the south of the border, many of whom are infected, and then he's bringing in Muslims by the tens or hundreds of thousands. Why is he doing that? The same reason Angela Merkel is destroying Germany. It's to have a population of useful idiots to control very easily. What are the other definitions of a tyrant? One resembling an oppressive ruler in the harsh use of authority or power. A ruler who has no legal limits on his or her power. A ruler who exercises total power, harshly and cruelly. A person who uses authority or power harshly. Now, what is the origin of the word tyrant? Are you ready? Oh, it comes back from the old French word for tyrant, the 12th century, from the Latin tyrannus, lord, master, or tyrant. From the Greek, tyrannos, to lord, master, sovereign, absolute ruler. A loan word from a language of Asia Minor, probably Lydian, of Etruscan Turan, mistress, lady, surname of Venus. So what does that mean? In the exact sense, a tyrant is an individual who arrogates to himself the royal authority without having a right to it. That's Obama and Mrs. Obama. She thinks she's a queen above the law, abusing a taxpayer as often as she can. So we have a tyrant in the White House, and what's the answer to it? Nothing. There is no answer. We have absolute tyranny. He's out of control. He now has what he wants, which is a subdued police force. And if you want to go back to 2007, this character gave a speech saying we've got to have a private civilian national security force. Remember that famous speech, Robert? Do we have it ready to go? For all of you out there who are dumbfounded by the epidemic of police killings, thinking it's happening by accident, I want you to listen to this chilling prediction of what would be happening right now on the Savage Nation.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Well, one would argue that he's already gotten that. They're the thugs in the streets with guns. There's his private national security force. That's all. Oh, it hasn't been formally declared, but you could argue that that's what we have here. An army that's grown up in the streets under him. So now let's jump cut. Go to the next scene in the movie of my mind. Let's jump cut to the 2012 Democrat and the 2012 Republican National Conventions. Let's go back in time together. And then let me tell you what went on at the Republican Convention in 2012, because I remember it. I wrote it down in Trickle Down Tyranny. Are you ready for this? During the Republican National Convention of 2012, one weak male after another came to the stage. A Fatso TV prize winner singing God Bless America, sounding and appearing like a castrato. Ann Romney telling the Islamist killers, the Russian gangsters, China's murderers, that her husband, who should lead the free world, ironed his own shirt that morning and does his own laundry. No single eunuch speaker dared to tackle the big problems destroying America. The hordes of illegal aliens eating away at the nation's schools and hospitals and unity. The welfare and food stamp leeches. The Afghani soldier shooting our boys in the back. The corrupt, incompetent, America-hating occupant of the White House. The billions in fraudulent loans and contracts to his cronies. The corrupt senators and congressmen whose husbands and wives are feasting on lost taxpayer billions. The executive orders that have stolen our freedom. The Republican National Convention proved that the two parties had merged into one, that there was no resistance whatsoever to the Democratic takeover. And I called for a new political party, the Nationalist Party. But now let's look at what the Democrats did in 2012, because I have a document on that as well. Do you remember what they did? During the 2012 Democratic National Convention, the Democrats paraded the most radical anti-American roster of speakers I've ever seen in front of the American public on national television. From known socialist California Congresswoman Barbara Lee to Lieutenant General Claudia Kennedy, a woman who had never served in combat, but who rose to her position as the first female three-star general by suing her superiors with fake claims of sexual harassment. To Newark, New Jersey, Mayor Cory Booker, one of the angriest, least appealing political figures they could have chosen, Democrats showed their true colors. That was 2012, and that's just the beginning. And I thought I would just give you a reminder of what went on, because we have a new convention right now, and I think they've already had a speaker or two. Haven't they already had one? I mean, the convention is on this week. We're supposed to be paying attention to every breath. And I, you know, don't really care that much about it. I don't like conventions to begin with. Now, here's some other comments that I intend to make today about the epidemic of police killing. I have a lot to say today. This internal race war is being fueled by this administration. And there's an external and an internal religious war, which we will not even acknowledge, let alone fight. We're going to talk about who Black Lives Matter really is and how they're basically a domestic terrorist organization built on a complete lie. Cops are dying as a result of the lie. And by the way, George Soros, in my opinion, is a world-class criminal who should be arrested by Interpol. He gave Black Lives Matter over $30 million. Now, this Black Lives Matter movement was founded after the fake hands up, don't move, don't shoot shooting of Michael Brown by a policeman in Ferguson, Missouri. But this was a myth. It has no relationship to the truth. There was a grand jury investigation into that shooting. Phelim McAleer read 5,000 pages of eyewitness and forensic evidence. And he said, I read it down to the last document. And he did a play called Ferguson. And he said all the witnesses, mostly African-American, were very clear. Michael Brown was on a drug-filled crime rampage and was attacking a police officer when he was shot. The truth was very, very different from what the mainstream media had been peddling about the shooting. Why is that important to know? Because the media is owned by the government. I warned you about it in 1998. I gave an important speech at the Commonwealth Club entitled Beware the Government Media Complex. In Germany right now, they have a mass of rapes that you cannot believe. And anyone who reports on the rapes is called a racist, a right-winger, a this or a that, by Angela Merkel, the communist, who has sought to destroy Germany. The very same issues are at play here in America. Exactly what's going on in Germany is going on here. But the point here, in the comparison to Germany, is that in Germany, the state-owned media is a complete propaganda arm of the oven stuffer Angela Merkel. Anyone who criticizes the media is called a Nazi, a fascist, or a right-winger. Does that sound familiar to you? I have been called every one of those names for 22 straight years by the illegitimate vermin on the left who have now destroyed this country almost down to the last policeman on the beat. There's almost nothing left for them to destroy. But they're working on it around the clock with money from George Soros and others who would like to destroy this nation once and for all. We are in a war for our very survival. And when I come back, we're going to talk about that on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. How has this epidemic of cop killing, primarily by black males, changed your daily life? Because it has. I know it has. It's changed you in some ways, and you're probably not willing to admit it. Certainly you haven't admitted it to anyone you know, but it has. We all know that's changed your approach to certain people and their approach to you. You know that the society is now more polarized than it's been, you say, since the 60s? I would say since Reconstruction. No, the man hasn't taken us back 50 years. He's taken us back 150 years in race relations. The man has literally turned race against race. Now, I have a lot more to say about this. There's so much more to say about it. The Baton Rouge murderer was a Nation of Islam member. Did you know that? That's being covered up by Wolf Blitzer and the others, the other useful tools in the media. Member of the Nation of Islam for a period of time. Does that matter? I would think so. Have you heard old Louis Farrakhan's speeches over the last year? calling for 1 million brave men to stand up and to kill? You haven't heard that in any sane society? That would have been considered, what kind of speech would that be called? Love speech? I got an email from a friend of mine, a Vietnam veteran, a very, very well-decorated combat veteran. Comments on Friday's show. He said, Michael, I assume you've seen or heard of torture and mutilation of victims during the terrorist attacks in Paris, now revealed as suppressed by the French government. I listened to your show yesterday, midway through your discussion with the Muslim lawyer caller who started to try to drag you into the maze of whether Sharia was good or bad. I switched it off. At that point, I had to wrap my head with duct tape. It was about to explode. I don't know, Michael, how you maintain your patience. We're dealing with the perfect enemy. Humans with the pathologic killing determination of spiders, equipped with an armory of lies, distortions, and grievances that play perfectly to disarm their victims, whose survival instincts have been surrendered to political correctness. However, unlike the spider, he writes, which must inject a numbing venom which paralyzes its victims, the PC morons of today have benumbed themselves. There was a slogan during the Vietnam War, kill them all and let God sort them out. Because I was a soldier who fought with a set of Judeo-Christian ethics, I found it repugnant then. But with this enemy, there may come the day when, to save ourselves, we'll have to do what Christians confronted with the same enemy had to do centuries ago. He's talking about the Muslim hordes, by the way. And literally kill every one of them engaged against us until they are reduced to a state where they are no longer a threat. That is, unless they do the same to us first. And I can think of a few scenarios in which that is not only possible but probable, unless we act before it's too late. And then he goes on to his words about Obama, which I cannot read on the air. They're that incendiary. I'll leave it at, he says, as far as the communist street hustler, you've done an injustice to hardworking snakes by defining him as such. But in this case, accurate, keep up the fire, Anonymous. Then I have the best Facebook post of the weekend to read you as well, and I'll take your calls on this prize-winning radio show. Now in a league with giants, Michael Savage back in a minute. How has your life changed as a result of the war on police triggered by the snake? Make it real simple. The snake has triggered a race war in America. Cops are being killed. The media is glorifying their deaths while putting out crocodile tears about the brave fallen officers. Over to you, Wolf.
Well, here we are at the funeral in Dallas, and it's quite a thing to see.
These are the people who steamed up the deaths, the killing, the murder. They did it! But I'm not going to yell because it's not going to change anything. What's the point of screaming? Why should I scream? Why should I scream? I know what it's doing to this country. I know what the snake has done. I know what the snake intends to do before he leaves. He told us he wants to squeeze the last bit of change out of his time as tyrant. He said he would do it. Now, we're only into July. Let's see. What's the number of cops who are dead, Mr. Obama? What do you mean by the last bit of change? How many more have to die for you to be satisfied? Like a demon. The man is like a demon. There's no amount of mayhem that will be enough for the madman. Now, we the citizens down in the street, on what the Chinese philosophers call the elbow-thrashing level of humanity or reality, have to deal with the, let's say, the fallout from the demon's actions and his friends in the media. This means the everyday life of all of us has changed forever. How has it changed you? That's what I'd like to know. Because it's changed your life. And you're going to hear about it right now from the real people on the Savage Nation from around the country. Andre, WMAL. Unsolicited call. How has it changed your life?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say I'm 31, and my whole life I grew up pretty much in the D.C. metropolitan area, and I never really felt any racial tension. Of course, growing up, you understood that you need to respect the police, and if you have anything to do with them, you know, just give them the respect and go about your way. If you're in the wrong, you know, say you're in the wrong, deal with your consequences later. That's what I was taught. That's what everybody in my circle was taught. But now, here within the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 years, just speaking amongst my inner circle, my friends, black and white and Hispanic, all agree that they all feel it now when people look at them. And just when they go out about in their day-to-day life, they feel a tension that's never been there before. and they wished that they could just push it away. And I was telling the call screener that being in the D.C. metropolitan area, there's a large influx of racial, you know, you can find anybody from anywhere in the world in Montgomery County. And now when I go to Montgomery County, I feel like I got to watch everybody just because I'm black now, and it's all Black Lives Matters movement. And what you touched
on. Let me see if I'll. You mean you have to watch what? White people? Or I don't know what you mean by watch everybody.
Just everybody in general. Just because, like, for instance, you know, when 9/11 happened, all the Muslims probably felt like they need to watch their, you know, just everybody else around them because they were like a target. You know what I mean? And now I kind of feel like, you know, the people I talk to feel the same way, like, you know, that they're a target just because of how a lot of other black people are moving. And then we thought to ourselves, you know, white people probably view it one of two ways when they see a black person. Either you're Black Lives Matters or you're not. And if you aren't, then I got to let myself be known that, you know, I'm for you guys and I'm not a racial or anything, you know, racist or anything like that. And if they are, if you are Black Lives Matter, then it's like, okay, hold on, stand back. You know, they're, you know, anti-us, period. Whether it's police or whatever, they're anti-us. And so I feel like now I feel attention just by, you know, just, and I'm a people person. I talk to anybody. I'm friendly. I don't care what your race is. All humans bleed and breed the same. But this illusion that they've created with the hands up, don't shoot, and, you know, this funding of militant movement on, like, the Republican National Convention, and you just playing that 2007 what Obama said, and how nobody opened their eyes to all these things that he was saying just to help and change. And also being a black person, I voted for him the first time. It was the only time I ever voted. I never planned on voting again just because I just like it's a hoax.
So, wait, let me see if I can summarize what you're saying. Is you're actually, well, you're saying a few things at once. One, you're saying race relations are not as good as they were years ago. You're saying you're on edge when you're around white people now because they're on edge when they see you. Isn't that what you're saying?
Well, not necessarily white people in general. I just feel like everybody's on edge. When you're driving, you're on edge. Like, regardless, you don't know who's driving besides you. If it's a black person, a white person, they're looking at you. You know, just feel like there's a bunch of tension between Americans. Like, when 9/11 happened, they came together. You know,
all right, so you're saying that people are afraid of, wary of each other now, more so than ever.
Yes, definitely very wary of each other. Just in, even in the grocery store, you know, you feel the tension. And, you know, I feel like I want to try to tell people, you know, don't feel no way. You know, we're all Americans.
What you want to say is I'm not one of those radicals. That's what you want to say, but you know that that's not going to work. And it also puts you into an inferior position to have to explain yourself, right?
Yeah, that's a very, very good way to put it. But one thing I wanted, the main thing I wanted to touch on was the whole idea of with the police and the Black Lives Matter movement. What I really, you know, hope for and can hope that talking within people amongst each other and in communities that we can open our eyes to see that this was just a hoax. And speaking as a black person, that this was just a hoax. And the best thing for the nation is to do is to come together and build our borders and separate.
Yeah, but you see, that's what the president should be saying, but he hasn't said that.
Exactly.
If wait till you hear me play his speeches over the weekend. He never really says that. He doesn't want a healing. He wants the rift to grow wider because that's how tyrants maintain power, through divide and conquer, all the while pretending he had nothing to do with this division. So I'll ask you, as a African-American male, do you think that he has improved relations between blacks and whites or made it worse?
Made it, like you said, 150 years worse. Because
what else can we say? Maybe by saying that to each other, we are coming together? By knowing who did it to us? By not letting him further divide the races? And realize this man is so demonic, this tyrannical monster, wants the races to hate each other because that's how he derives his power? All right, I don't know what else to say. You know, we're all struggling, and I appreciate your courage to call the show. But there's a lot of African Americans out there who are celebrating the killings. I saw some of the tweets, and if you think that they're a small minority, I pray to God you're right. I pray to God that you are right. So the cop killing affected me very deeply. I was very agitated all weekend. I'm not in the police world, obviously, but I knew this was a further blow for social stability. I also knew it would further undermine the rule of law. I knew it would further intimidate the police, who have very few options in this climate of hatred fostered by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Wait till you hear her speech. Another great healer. If Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were doctors, they would be tried for malpractice, for killing the patient while treating the patient. Wait till you hear their speeches. But let's put that aside for the minute. One of the options of police, there really are a few options, and they do have them, and that is to go fetal. You know, in Chicago, as you know, there's an epidemic of murders, mainly black men killing black men. It's gang-related. We know that. And Rahm Emanuel, another demonic tyrant, part of the Obama machine, had the nerve about a month ago, if I recall correctly, to make the following comment. He said the police have gone fetal. What he means is they've withdrawn. They're not reacting anymore. Would you, if you were a policeman, or a policewoman for that matter, and I, you know, let's not mince words, I met a lot of tough women cops. If you were a police person, a cop, and let's use a simple terminology, and you were called to a domestic disturbance, would you go slower to that disturbance or faster? I've spoken with people in the police business. They said domestic disturbance are the most dangerous. I said, what? And he said to me, yes, they're the most dangerous. And I said, why? He said, because you never know what you're walking into. They're emotionally charged. They're unstable. They're violent. So if you were a cop and you were called on the radio, domestic disturbance at the corner of 6th and Mission, all units report, would you go there quickly, more quickly, or more slowly? You'd go as slow as you could. Maybe you'd say your car has a flat tire and you can't get there. You know why? Because no matter what you do, you are going to be blamed by the vermin in the legal and judicial professions in San Francisco, for example. We have a lawyer here who goes after the police for a living. His name is Burris from Oakland. Every time the cops do their job, he goes after the police and makes millions and millions of dollars. He is like a gigantic parasite. Al Sharpton, another gigantic bug, a parasite grown fat like a cockroach feasting on blood his entire life. How many times was that cockroach in and out of the White House, Al Sharpton? Do you know the answer to that? Do you know the answer to that one? Well, it's at least 50 times did the cockroach visit the snake, and no one stops them. But my friends, there is actually a truth coming out. Here's an article from the weekend from the New York Post by Laura Italiano, crime writer. Al Sharpton sued for allegedly swiping $16,000 from Arizona man. When you hear that story, I can't read every story I reference in the middle of this emotional series of monologues and dialogues that are going on, okay? I can only reference articles. I'm not going to read them because it distracts me too much. I had a very rough weekend. Now, my life didn't come to a halt because I made a decision. These situations of the Muslims killing people, of the black thugs killing people, are not going to alter my life at all. I'm going to go out and I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm not going to let them interfere with anything I do. And so, in fact, I go to dinner and I still have dinner. I still drink my wine. I still celebrate law and order. I still celebrate police. And so I do what I have to do. Don't let these thugs disturb the social order any further. For every time you go to dinner in a normal way, every time you drink a glass of wine in a normal way, what you're doing is giving the middle finger to the Islamists and the street thugs. And all I can say is don't let them interfere with your life. Because once they do, all is lost. Once they interfere with your daily life, all is lost. That's one thing. Now, as far as the healing goes, I don't think we're going to get it from the snake nor the harridan. She gave a speech today. Was it today? At the National Association for the Crippling of Police? The National Association for the Advancement of Crippled Police? Did she give that speech today? Listen to this voice and tell me if you think that this harridan is going to further divide or further unite. Let's hear it right now, Robert.
So we all need to be partners in making law enforcement as secure and effective as it needs to be. That means investing in our police, in training on the proper use of force, especially lethal force, how to avoid using force to resolve incidents.
You hear the nasty, evil voice? Do you hear the real Hillary coming out? The meanest woman in American history? Martha Washington, she is not. No, she would like to take down the American flag and replace it with the international flag. But so today, at the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Crimp Police, she again attacked the police. They were the reason they got killed. I thought that in the 60s that was called blaming the victim. Isn't that what it was called? All you liberals used to say blaming the victim is not right. Well, now you're blaming the police for having been killed. They did it to themselves. All right, I'm going to give you all a choice. And when I say liberal, I have a mental picture of liberal. Here's what he looks like. He's from New York. He has large eyeglasses. I'm stuck in the past. He has very bad eyesight. He went to NYU or Columbia. His father and mother were communists. They were steeped in anti-Americanism from childhood. The parents raised them with a communist mentality. In other words, a Bernie voter. Take a look at the next car that goes by with a Bernie sticker. It's usually a broken car with a loser in it, right? Usually a busted car with a loser in it. Still driving around with the Bernie sticker like it makes them somehow sacred. That's what a communist looks like. So all of you who drive around with Bernie stickers on your cars, I want to posit a question to you. If you're walking down a dark street at 10 at night, and it's kind of an abandoned street, and you see a group of thugs walking towards you, of any race for that matter, and you have exactly 30 seconds to make a phone call, would you dial 911 for one of the evil cops that you hate so much? Or would you dial ACLU?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. So I'm asking you, how is the epidemic of police killings of police, that was triggered by Obama's war on police, started from virtually the day he took office, for a real reason, which is to both destroy the police morale and introduce a federalized police, that's number one, but also to create a hatred for guns and seize our guns. I don't think he's going to achieve that in the months that remain, but anything is possible with a demon of this level of intelligence in power. And when he has a complicit media, which he does, frankly, we don't know what might come tomorrow. Time is moving so fast that you, I guarantee you, can't remember the news of last week. There was so much bad news in 1 week that I almost forgot that it was only last Monday that I announced that I won the induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame, which is a huge capstone in my life. I couldn't believe it's only a week ago. And I want to talk about time. People are eating more now. They're eating foods that they weren't eating. They're so nervous. They're saying, the heck with it, I don't care. I know people have abandoned diets. They're drinking when they never drank before. They can't take the tension. The air of civil war is in the air wherever you turn, fostered by this maniac. I'm going to give you an example of, I have a very, very wise friend. I said, how come it is when you're a child, time seems to move so slowly, and when you're older, time seems to move so quickly? Listen to what he said to me. I never read this anywhere. It's one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard in my whole life. He said, think about it, Michael. He said, when you're 10 years old, you've had cognition for 5 years. So 5 years of your life when you're 10 represents 20% of your entire life on Earth. So it means it's a very long time, right? Those 5 years seem like an eternity. You follow me? He said, now go to when you're 70 years old. Or 75 years old. He said, you've had cognition for 70 years. So that represents about 2% of your total time on Earth each year. You follow me? So that's why time seems quicker, because each year goes by, it's like 2% of your life went by, not 20% of your life. You follow what I'm saying? This man broke the code on why time seems to change as we get older. Now add to that mix the violence that Obama has unleashed in this society upon our guardians of civil order, and you will see why people are cracking up in this nation, all because of one demonic, tyrannical snake.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday.
So the race war that Obama has triggered, there's no other words for it. What do you want me to mince words and put it in another parlance? We know what's going on, black and white. Everyone knows what's going on in the country right now. He's triggered a war on police, and now it's come down to an epidemic of the murder of police. Of course, there's black and white police being killed now, which is terrible as well. In fact, one of the officers killed in New Orleans by a black male who was a former member of the Nation of Islam, was a black man himself with a beautiful little child. And rip your heart out to take a look at this guy, this black cop. Beautiful little baby. He's dead. One of the other men assassinated by the crazy ex-Nation of Islam member in Baton Rouge. Listen to this one. He was a former crew chief aboard an attack helicopter in the military. He survived tours of duty in combat in a fast attack helicopter, and he got killed in the streets of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Obama has made the streets of America more unsafe for a policeman than it is for military men in a war zone. He has painted a target on their back. Any sane society would be impeached. You'd say it could happen. They could impeach him now and stop him. I think that impeaching him right now is what is needed to stop his agenda before it gets worse, before he escalates. We don't know what madness he has planned for tomorrow, do we? I'm also a realist. I know that the spineless people in the Republican Party would never do such a thing. Right now they're working to undermine Trump. They're trying to force a vote, as we speak, on the Never Trump movement. Never Trump delegates are trying to force a vote to destroy Trump or to embarrass him. Just happened minutes ago. Never Trump delegates pass key threshold to force vote. They have enough signatures to force a full floor vote on the rules at the Republican National Convention, even though they may not succeed in allowing bound delegates to vote against presumptive nominee Donald Trump. They want to embarrass him. That means they're working for Hillary Clinton. That means that they are Benedict Arnolds. Okay. If you call them Benedictine Arnolds, they're probably all drunks. So how is the new war on police and the race war in America, this simmering racial hatred that Obama has unleashed, how is it affecting your life in a different manner? We've had calls in the first hour. One man said as a black man he feels more tension in the air wherever he goes. Even from other blacks, he's looking at them in a more leery manner. He said that. He's more wary of everyone. And people are now, as I know it, they're drinking more. They're eating foods that they had on restricted diets. You say, come on, just listen to me. People are giving up diets. They don't care. They feel it's like the end of days. They feel as though they've stepped into a war zone, and there's a siege outside in the streets. And they're abandoning diets. They're staying home more. They're basically cocooning. They're not going out. They're afraid to go out because of what this maniac has unleashed in this country. So how has it affected you? There's a lot of things, you know, I'm a social observer and commentator. That's what I am. I'm not a politician. So I'm just observing and making comments on what I see going on. Here we have Hillary Clinton, the woman running against Trump, who speaks to the NAACP today, the National Association for the Advancement of Crimp Police. And instead of saying, tell your people to knock it off, she says the police need to learn to constrain themselves. This is after two more were killed over the weekend. She will destroy this nation. I thought maybe, you know, at some point I had hoped she wouldn't be as bad as we feared, that it was all right-wing rhetoric. I think she'll be worse than I fear. But I think what Merkel is doing to Germany is what Hillary will finish here in America. That's my personal fear. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why are they doing it? Why is Hillary and Angela Merkel out to destroy their own nations? You have to ask yourself that question. Well, there's an answer for that, too. There's an answer for everything. And I'm pretty much clear in my own mind of why they're doing it, why the elites soak. I don't like the calling them elites. They're not elites. They're vermin. They're the lowest rung of humanity. They're the lowest form of societal dreg that you can dig up from a sewer. They couldn't be any worse than Angela Merkel. Here is a woman who has achieved something Hitler always dreamed of doing, which was, one, unifying Europe with Germany as the central ruler. Other than the Brexit vote in England, she almost had conquered England as well. Through liberalism, she had almost conquered England. But instead, Hitler wanted to conquer Europe and unite it under German rule. Period. That's not an argument. That's a reality. She achieved that. Now, why is she flooding her country with violent Muslims? And how do you know they're violent? Because it's all coming out now. In a huge, huge expose, the media in Germany has suppressed the rapes, which were in the tens of thousands now. They're violent rapists. They're raping German women. And any German man who raises a voice against these Muslim invaders is called a right-winger, and they're investigated by the police. Nobody in the media will dare call it what it is. It's an invasion of violent foreigners into Germany. Why is she out to destroy Germany? How could this happen? Well, there are pictures of her as a young communist in a military uniform. Have you seen them yet? In the East German military uniform of her youth, you haven't seen her. She was quite the charmer before she became a big fat oven stuffer. You should see her in her army uniform in years past, marching with the other communists in the communist military of the Germany of her youth. She is out to destroy Germany, as are the Greens out to destroy Germany. There's a unification of the far left and the Islamists in Germany. Just as there is a unification of the so-called progressives and the Islamists here in the United States of America. Now add to this fuel the domestic violence of the black militants, and you have a cocktail for total revolution, which is what the snake has wanted to achieve all of his life. He has a coming together of the worst elements of our society, the most violent elements of our society. This is his dream. This is his vision, to bring it all down, girl, to kick the doors in and to destroy the social order. So why are the cops dying first in such numbers? Because they are the guardians of the social order. I don't have to be Plato to know that. The police are the guardians of social order. If you intimidate them, Barry, if you destroy them, Barry, what you do is you destroy the social order itself. Everything unravels after that. You want to put it on an immunological imagery. If you want to go into the immunological thing, think of your high school studies on the immune system. We all know what that was, you know, the white blood cells in general. And what were the white blood cells? Well, they were the internal soldiers that would engulf or attack invaders. Remember the white blood cells? Now, what happens when you have a disease inside that kills your white blood cells? What happens is then the invaders, the viruses, the bacteria, the protozoans that get into the body, are no longer engulfed and beaten down or destroyed by the protector cells. And so they proliferate, they grow in great numbers, and then they kill off the body. That's what's going on in our society. If you kill off the white blood cells, meaning the police, sorry to say white, but that's what they are, I can't change biology. I realize that we're living in such a sick time that by saying white blood cell, it has such a pregnant image for you. Can't help it. They're not rainbow blood cells. They're not rainbow blood cells. They're not magenta blood cells. The defense cells of the body are white blood cells because they're white. So put aside the symbolism of the color for the moment. If you attack the white blood cells, what you have is a very severe disease, and the body usually dies. Barry Obama is the retrovirus we have all feared. He has taken, look, I can go with this analogy so clearly because I've written a popular book in 1983 called Maximum Immunity, which was a bestseller in seven languages, and it was published by Houghton Mifflin, a very important publisher at the time. I remember it in Swedish, I remember it in German, I remember it in Danish, in Dutch, in French. Actually, true to form, the French stole the book and didn't give me a dime. some writer in France took the title Maximum Immunity, translated every word, and stole the entire book. That was the French. They can do that. But nevertheless, the book was clear on what the immune system is. So I've studied it to a certain extent. I'm not an immunologist. I'm not an expert on it, but I know how the immune system works. So if you kill off the defense cells, in this case the white blood cells, what you do is you open the entire body up to invasion, attack, and then the body dies off. The whole body dies. What diseases are like this? Well, AIDS actually is a good analogy, where the invading cells actually invade the protector cells and then replicate themselves within the protector cells and then destroy the entire immune system, and then the person dies. I'm telling you, this is how serious this is. By attacking the police, you're killing off the white blood cells. When you kill off or intimidate or paralyze, if you wish, the white blood cells, the body is now subject not only to invasion, but to an overwhelming growth of the invader, and the invader takes over the whole body. That's exactly what Barry had in mind. He is an evil genius. You have to give him credit. At least he's true to his beliefs. He read his Alinsky. He read his Marx. He listened to his paymaster, George Soros, who hates this country in a way that I can never, ever understand why a Holocaust survivor, if that's what he really is, would hate the nation that gave him so much. I will never understand it. Never. Until I go to my grave, I'll never understand how a person who can survive the Nazi Holocaust would want to destroy the nation that gave him such great wealth. I don't understand it. Other than, there's only one thing I can plug in when my mind shuts down, and that is liberalism is a mental disorder. There is a high probability that most of these evil geniuses are mentally deranged. And now I shall take a quick break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. The Snake's plan has taken a good seven and a half years to mature. And his plan to destroy America has developed beautifully over the last year. It's got wonderful, wonderful body to it now. It smells of freshly cut flowers, dark raspberries, spices, and mint. All in a very impressive drink, known for its freshness and deadliness. And after you drink this toxic poison that he has put down upon the nation, sweet roses and violets linger on the finish. And by the way, the drinking window for this revolution that the snake has created is very broad. There will be a very broad drinking window for this revolution against the police and against everything decent in our society. And the fact of the matter is, I suspect that this revolution will age for several decades with an anticipated maturity of the years 2017 to 2027. That's what I think. What do you think? I'd like to hear from you. Things are changing in our society. You can't be that naive to put your head in the sand to think they haven't. Cop killing every day. Every day there's more cops killed, and every day he attacks the police. Then she gets up today at the NAACP and attacks police again and says that they're the victim. She's blaming the victim now. Blaming them for getting killed. So we the people are stuck. What are we doing? We go about our daily lives, like after the Muslim maniac drove the truck over. Oh, forgot that already? What was that, last year? No, it was Thursday. The Muslim with the truck. Then right away the next day, he wasn't really a Muslim. He didn't go to a mosque. He was just mentally unstable. It had nothing to do with Islam. That was the next day. Now, the next day after this cop killing, even though he was a member of the Nation of Islam, he really wasn't an active member of the Nation of Islam. Again, another story about this one now. A weightlifter, the other one. Now, this one was also a bodybuilder, and it was the steroids that did it. No, my friends, it's all a gigantic propaganda show. A puppet show for children to believe any of that. Punch and Judy show in the streets of San Francisco outside Fisherman's Wharf would be more believable than what Wolf Blitzer is putting out on CNN. So what do? We're more cautious. You walk out of your house, maybe you're a little more cautious now. Maybe you look left and right instead of walking right out. You know, maybe it's going to make you a more cautious individual, more wary, as you should be. You know, I got to tell you something. I mean, I was raised to be wary. I didn't just step off a curb when I was a kid in New York. My father grabbed me and said, hey, don't step in the curb, you'll get run over. You see people in California like idiots, grown-ups. They step into the streets of San Francisco assuming the car will stop. They're knocking them off like bowling pins. Because they walk around with their heads up, you know what. Off the curb, that's all, on the iPhone, the my phone, the me phone, the you phone, or the head somewhere else. You're going to stop for them. That's what the girl learned in college. Wherever she goes, you're going to stop for her. You want to go out dancing, partying, get drunk, get stoned, have sex, walk home 4:30 in the morning. That's my right. That's my right as a woman. So now you see an epidemic of rapes against these girls in the streets. Horrible thing. Why? Because they were raised to believe that the world revolves around them. Am I blaming them? Absolutely not. I'm appealing to them to stay home at night and not go out 4:30 in the morning alone after drinking. That would be a cautious thing to do, wouldn't it? Isn't that what you would teach your daughter? Go out and have a good time, but go home with your girlfriends. Don't walk in the street at 2:30 in the morning in New York or San Francisco because bad things happen after dark. No one teaches anyone that. Why? What is it, a value judgment to lay that down on somebody? So now when you walk out of the door, whether you're a girl or a boy or a man or a woman, what a country we're living in. What a world we're living in. Well, how did I put it this morning? I lost it here somewhere. I want to get it exactly right. Here it is. From trannies to tyranny in one administration. From trannies to tyranny in one administration.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-728. Savage.
It is a very dangerous time right now in America. People are feeling it everywhere you turn. Let's listen to the callers for a few minutes and then take some skeptics who say I'm blowing out of proportion. All right? Let's go to KSFO Online. Jen, line 2. What do you hear going on down in the street as a result of this war on police? And I would say a race war triggered by Obama.
Well, Dr. Savage, first of all, I just want to say I'm not actually in California. I'm listening to KSFO live streaming, but I'm in Illinois, just outside of Chicago. I'm in the suburbs, but I don't feel safe anywhere I go, to be honest. I really don't. I cannot. When I wake up in the morning and I turn on the news, I have anxiety like you would not believe. Because I don't know who's going to get shot today, what terrorist is going to go off the rails. It's terrifying, and I have two little kids that I'm terrified I'm going to leave this country to them. I mean, it's outrageous what's happening now. And I listen to you every day, and I love listening to you. I wish I had the outlet that you have, because I feel like I want to scream the way you scream. It's terrible.
Well, I don't scream much anymore, but I do speak forcefully. It's a little different, but okay. So that's how it's affecting you. You're more terrified. You're insecure. You don't know what kind of nation this has become or what it's going to be tomorrow. Joe on WABC disagrees. Joe, make your point, please. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, you don't think you're exaggerating this a little bit? I mean, I know there's a dramatic effect because you have to keep radio listeners, but, I mean, come on.
All right, thank you. Another expert on radio. Another expert on the media.
I'm not an expert. I'm a consumer. I know the deal.
Well, what do you know, that there are cops not being killed? Is that something I don't know?
No. I know there's no race war, as you say, and I know that...
Let's start with what I started to talk about. Is there a war on cops in your mind or not?
Who declared it? That's what I want to know.
Well, don't ask questions. You're not a rabbi. You're calling a radio show. You are alleging that there's no war going on in this country, in the streets, and I'm alleging the opposite. So support your position. How many cops need to die for you to understand that there's a war on police?
There is no race war because of the...
Well, now you're changing the story. We'll deal with one thing at a time, Joe. Is there a war on police or not?
No, there isn't a war on police.
What is it then, Joe?
There are idiots and insane, crazy people.
Oh, I see. It's mental instability.
Whether it's for ISIS,
it's mental instability. It's not an actual race war against police. Is that what you're saying?
You think there's a...
Why don't you ask the police what they think? So let's look at who's doing most of the killing. Who is doing most of the killing of police, Joe?
It's pretty obvious that someone who kills another human being...
You're not answering the question. Who is doing most of the shooting of police over the last few weeks, Joe?
This doesn't have anything to do with it.
I asked you... No, you know what the answer is. You know the answer. You already lost the checkers in the chess game. You lost it because nobody has confronted you in the last few months or years of your life. No one argues with you. Are you known as a genius in your circle?
Making people get all freaked out.
Joe, are you known as some super genius in your circle that people are afraid to even talk to you?
Media are doing. You are doing the same thing.
I asked you a question. Are you known as some genius in your circle and people are afraid to challenge you? I'm just asking a simple question.
You can challenge me all you want. I know I'm right and you're wrong, and I know that...
Well, so how come you don't have a radio show? How come you have nothing to do but call a radio show and tell everyone you're right? What do you actually do for a living?
I know you have sponsors. I know you have people that you have to...
I asked you what you do for a living. Please, you know everything about me. Why don't you help me now? What do you do for a living?
Sensational.
I asked you... If you don't answer me, I'm hanging up on you. It's my show. I have that power. I'm asking you one last time. If you want another few seconds of immortality, answer my question. You know everything about me. What do you do for a living?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because I need to know where you're coming from. You know everything about me. You say I have nefarious reasons for talking the way I do. I'd like to know what your reasons are for denying reality. So please tell me what you do for a living.
What you're going to do, Mike. I already know what you're going to do. Before you exit the conversation...
Take a walk. Take a walk and don't come back. You're not even welcome to listen to this show anymore. I don't even want you as a listener. You pollute the airwaves just by listening to my program. I'd like to say something else, but I can't. It's a family show. Why don't you go out and get a bottle of Rogaine and gargle with it? Gargle with Rogaine, and then you'll grow some hair on your tongue and no one will ever have to listen to you again. Go gargle with Rogaine. That's all. How's that? Does that work for you, Joe? No one will ever have to listen to your words again? He knows already the sponsors and I'm this and I'm that. He's an expert. Sits on the outside. I know the type. I know the genius. Sits back. Oh, I know what he's doing. Yeah, he's got sponsors and listeners. And he's got to be an alarmist. Not like me, Joe. Me, Joe. No. Me, I'm the rationalist, the objectivist here. Sitting somewhere in Brooklyn. I don't know where he's sitting. Probably, I don't know what he does. I have no idea. I asked him. He could have had a dialogue with me. He's a type. I know the type. The Bay Area is filled with this type. They look down on everybody. You know everything about everybody. They themselves don't do anything with their lives. But they're skeptical of everyone who's achieved anything. Anyone's achieved anything is no good. That's what they're like. I see them all over the Bay Area. They're the lowest form of humanity. And they'll never answer a question, by the way. So let's go to the real people out there. Let's ask the police what they think about what I have been saying, that there's, number one, a war on police triggered by Obama, and number two, there's a race war triggered by Obama. Am I right or wrong? That's what I want to know. WMAL Dylan, what do you think? Am I right or wrong, or is that guy Joe right?
I believe you're right, Dr. Savage. Good afternoon. I mean, as a 24-year-old straight white male, tensions against me are always raising. I'm always being marginalized. I mean, it started kind of with the whole rape culture thing where I noticed myself wanting to walk a certain distance away from women to make sure they didn't feel uncomfortable. And then, you know, I talk on Facebook all the time and get into discourse, and my opinion is always invalid because, you know, I have too much privilege to speak on any of the current issues going on in the country. So
this whole idea of white privilege is a construct created by communists who are destroying the white male, because by destroying the white male, they can then invade and destroy the nation. Is that clear enough for you? Write it down. Write down every word I just said. The radical left has used every sick trick in the book. Every word you can imagine they've used to disarm the true guardians of civility and sanity in this nation. And I have to pause right here because I don't want to say anymore. I've seen this coming for so long. Hey, look, this is nothing new to me. I've watched this emerge. It didn't start with Obama, but he was the perfect pick. If they were to clone somebody in a laboratory... If they were to have created someone in a laboratory to come along when he came along, given his suspicious background, given the cloud around his actual nation of birth, given the cloud around his actual religion, given the cloud around the violent individuals of his youth, like Bill Ayers and the others who have called for killing and revolution. Given all of that, he was elected twice. How do you explain that? How do you explain that the snake has gotten this far? And now that there is the epidemic of cop killing in America, which he has carefully cultivated from virtually the first month of his regime, his reign of terror, now what does he do? Does he apologize to the police for having organized this with Al Sharpton, with Eric Holder, and now Attorney General Loretta Lynch, handpicked by Al Sharpton to again keep insulting the police as they lie dying in the streets of America? Have they stopped their hatred, or have they escalated their hatred? They haven't stopped at all. They've just gotten started. They've just gotten started, and there's no opposition. The media doesn't exist. With rare exception, there are no voices of opposition. Newspapers? Show me which newspaper opposed this vicious assault upon our society and this vicious assault upon the police in particular. Tell me which newspaper has come out with a forceful headline that says, the cop killing has got to stop. Mr. Obama, shame on you. Show me one newspaper that ran a banner headline that said, cop killing has to stop. Shame on you, shame on Obama. Which newspaper ran that headline? You just heard it. You heard the oral newspaper called The Savage Nation. I'm like an old-time newspaper man in some ways. My headlines say it all. And I do it orally rather than in the written form. Sometimes I do it in the written form, like Stop the Coming Civil War, Government Zero. I've just finished Scorched Earth, which will be out for Labor Day. And that says it all. It's the sine qua non of all of my nonfiction writing. I'm not doing any others. I'm going to be in radio, by the way, for many years, God willing. But I'm pretty much never going to do another nonfiction book of that nature. It takes too much out of me. I've taken everything I've ever learned and ever known, and I put it into Scorched Earth. And it is about restoring America after Obama. I won't go into it now because it's not available for you to even read. But there are so many ways to fix the nation. And one of them was discussed on this show on Friday. In fact, I pulled it out and had it transcribed. It was entitled, Savage on Scorched Earth Strategy Calls for New HUAC. Now, I know how controversial the HUAC story is. Believe me, it's a very important story that I tell you perhaps at another time. And why we need a new House of Un-American Activities Committee formed after Donald Trump becomes president. It won't be one of his first agenda items, nor did I want to ask Donald about this when he was on the show on Thursday, because I don't want him to be targeted and destroyed by the vermin in the media for having agreed with me. But I can guarantee you as I sit here that there will be a war in this country, a war of ideas, unlike any you've seen in your lifetime, because it's a one-sided war right now. It is a one-sided war day and night attacking the Christian heterosexual white male for over 15 straight years. And once they broke down the heterosexual Christian white male and made him into a target of hatred, who did they go after next? The police. It's one symbol of social order after another that the left has gone after. So where do we go next? Well, there are many areas that I have to talk about, and I can't do it all in one sentence or two. And all I want to ask you is what you're going to do if you're a police officer. There's only one thing you can do right now, which is respond as slowly as possible to any call. Do what you have to do to survive, because we need you for 2017 and beyond. We don't want the good cops leaving so gangbangers come into the police force. Can you believe what the Dallas police chief had the nerve to say after three officers were gunned down by that black male? Do you remember that just a week ago? You remember that one? Three shot dead by the black male. Oh, he was a deranged. No, you're nothing to do with race. Nothing to do with hatred stirred up by the administration. No. Just deranged. Everyone's deranged. Okay. Nothing to do with the social order. Nothing to do with that at all. Do you remember what happened soon thereafter? You remember what that led to? You remember what it's leading to? Have you heard Obama stop his attacks on police? He hasn't stopped it to this day. Hillary Clinton's speech today at the NAACP, did she stop her attacks on police? No. Again, she said they have to learn to control themselves. This is as two more were killed yesterday. So how does this end? It ends in many different ways. The scenario is not complete. The movie has not yet been written. The film script is not yet completed. The final scenes are being edited as we speak. It can end in several different ways. But one of the most important things to remember is this. If you are in police work, go slow. Do not respond quickly. Don't rush in like John Wayne. Let somebody else do it. Your life is more important than anybody else's right now. For if you are not for yourself, who will be? And certainly the other side is true as well, Mr. Officer. If you are only for yourself, who are you? Never forget what I just said to you. It was written in the 11th century by a Jewish sage. He was known as the Rambam. And he wrote, if I am not for myself, who will be? But he added something to it that's very important. If I'm only for myself, who am I? And that's what every officer in the United States of America must remember. Think of yourself first. Do not put your life on the line unnecessarily. Nobody's expecting you to die anymore. Nobody expects you to die because of the maniac in the White House and these in America, these people who are fostering the hatred against you. So go slow. We need you in 2017 and beyond. We don't want you leaving on an early retirement so that, as offered by the Dallas police chief, he went out to the gangs in the streets of Dallas who were taunting the police as their men were being buried, rubbing their crotches and dancing at them, begging them to attack them. And he said to those animals, he said to them, oh, why don't you join the police force? You're just what we need. No, that's not what we need. We don't need lowlifes who don't speak English in the police force. Not at all. We need those in the police force to stay there. If you are not for yourself, who will be? If you're only for yourself, who are you? Listen to what I just said. Go slow. Don't quit. Wait until January 17. If she wins, that's another story. If the nightmare wins and we have Angela Merkel in the White House, her twin nightmare sister, that's another story. We'll talk about it then.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. I wake up yesterday morning. Every day you wake up, you don't know who's going to be killed next, which cops and... My headline on my Facebook was Obama's Days of Rage, three more cops killed by one of the government-inspired, quote, victims. And, of course, the headline was three officers dead after shooting near BRPD HQ, Baton Rouge. We all know the story. It's old news. Brush it aside. Move on. Move on. No, don't look at this anymore. So people write things like this. Richard Schenberg writes on my Facebook, victims of police-related shootings, quote, unquote, was embedded in a Friday prayer by a Reform rabbi on a day of rage. The day before the Baton Rouge Police Department headquarters shooting. Is this mere coincidence? Or are liberation theology hate preachers duping their congregations into supporting the war on cops? So don't think I'm the only one who sees what is going on. I see this. Well, who was the rabbi, by the way, Richard? Was that Hillary's personal rabbi from Berkeley? The psychopath who foams at the mouth? In the back wards of San Francisco. Another one who cloaks himself with the taluses and the tefillin and all of the holy robes. Another one, a leftist fanatic. I know, I think is it the guy Michael? Which one gave this speech? Victims of police-related shootings in a Reform synagogue. Who gave that one? I'd like to know which one did that. Which one of them? And I'd like to know which one of them are going to call who, God forbid, the synagogue should be attacked. Who are they going to call, the police, or are they going to call the Nation of Islam to protect them? They're going to call the police or their friends in the ACLU. Remember this. The police are our only line of defense in this society. They are the sheepdogs who protect us from the wolves. We're the sheep. If you intimidate or kill off the sheepdogs, the wolves will kill us all. They'll rip us apart. Never forget what I just said to you. The same is true for our soldiers. Listen carefully. You're involved in the decimation of America right now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag of
Savage Pomodoro, welcome to the program, hour number three. Trump is surging among independent voters, according to the latest poll done by, I forget, Politico, whoever did it, but as expected, Trump has surged among independents. That's the big news. He just might beat the Harridan. He just might pull it out. Donald Trump has found new support from independent voters, which allowed him to close the gap in a new nationwide poll. Monmouth University, blah, blah. I won't read all the numbers because it's easy to forget. I want to just look at who did the poll and how many people I actually interviewed. The landline and cell phone poll was conducted July 14th through 16th. Now, that's before the murders now. Surveying 805 registered voters with an overall margin of error of plus or minus three. Whatever. Look, the thing is that if I'm calling a poll, I hang up. I don't answer polls. They call me, I hang up on them. So this is not real. What's real is what happens in the voting booths and nothing else. And I think that by this indicator, he could just pull it off. People are awakening to who she really is and who he is. They may not like him. They don't like his style and this and that. But they know that it's a matter of survival for America. They're going to take him over her. Look, with her, they know what they're going to get. With her, they know they're going to have more of the criminality that was, let's say, a symbol or a symptom of the last Clinton administration. They know that she uses her public office for private gain. That's a given. They don't want the corruption of the Clintons. So you say, well, what about Trump? What is the crime that Trump has committed? I see these lunatics with the marching, anti-this, anti-that, and they throw it all in. And suddenly they think they're telling the truth. Anti-woman, anti-man, anti-police, anti-black, anti-disabled, anti-Jewish, anti-Muslim. Where'd they get all of this from? I never heard him say one word about Jews, not one word about women, not one word about disabled. Where'd they get this from, these lunatic leftist fanatics? Like verbal diarrhea comes out of them. So they make it up as they go along. The only thing he actually said, which was that we have too many immigrants coming in from Mexico, and too many of them happen to be criminals. Now, who could argue with that? What, do you want more criminals coming from anywhere? I don't. Then he said he wants to ban Muslims from coming in until we can figure this thing out. Tell me what's wrong with that one. Take a look at what they're doing to Germany before you open your mouth. Look at what actually is happening in Germany from the Muslim migrants who are pouring in as a result of the communist Angela Merkel, who was destroying Germany. And as I said before, while Hitler invaded other nations to impose the Germanic mentality or the Germanic Nazi rule, a Germanic Nazi rule over people in other countries, she is invading her own country in a reversal of that and imposing a foreign culture and a foreign religion upon her own people. This is sort of the optic chiasma in reverse. She's invading her own nation. Obama is invading his own nation as fast as he can. What do these demons have in mind? What is it about the nations that they hate so much? And what's the end of it all? Many of us ask. But that's too esoteric. That's all too esoteric. The reality is you've got a war on police fueled by Obama and the media with the false narrative of Black Lives Matter as though no one else's life matters. Put out first on the big lie of Ferguson. The whole narrative was invented. Ask black activists who know the truth. Ask them what they think about the Black Lives Matter movement, and you'll find out the whole thing is built on a house of lies, a house of cards, built upon lies. The whole Michael Brown thing was a lie from the beginning, and it's snowballed now where the weak-minded liberals go along with it, mumbling as they do, mumbling, the girls, out till 4 in the morning, sex and drugs, and the next day they're rioting against police. And they go, up the patriarchy, that's all they know. 100 of the idiots came to the Republican convention and took their breasts out. This is the symptom of, this is what feminism has been reduced to. 100 women, all losers, you look at them. You wouldn't want to look. Took their tops off at the Republican convention. Isn't that radical? Why don't they try that the next time there's a Sharia mob out there somewhere? Let's see if they would try it there. They always pick soft targets where nobody will ever say a word to them. Anyway, look, this is all going in circles. Let me play some sound that I've saved for 2 hours. I'm alleging that there's a war against police, that it was fueled by Obama, and I have collected for you, I haven't played it yet today, we'll have to use it all tomorrow, clip number one, which is an anti-cop collection from Obama, Holder, Lynch, Hillary, and de Blasio, calling for dead cops in one way or another. Clip one, please.
We have seen too many instances of what appears to be police officers interacting with individuals, primarily African-American, in ways that raise troubling questions.
Our police officers cannot be and cannot be seen as an occupying force disconnected to the communities that they serve.
I think that we have a situation where many minority communities for so long have felt that law enforcement was coming in to essentially enforce laws against them, not to protect them.
If you talk about the last decade or so in the city, was race a factor and a problem in the relationship between police and community? Obviously it was.
I think that when you have police violence that terrorizes communities, that doesn't show the respect that you're supposed to have from protecting people in your authority, that can feel also terrorizing.
I think that it highlights the concern of many in the black community that a routine stop for many of our for the members of the black community is not handled with the same professionalism and courtesy that other people may get from the police.
The Cambridge police acted stupidly. There is a long history in this country of African Americans and Latinos being stopped by law enforcement disproportionately. And that's just a fact.
Pigs in a blanket fry like bacon. So they're killing the police because of the geniuses, Obama, Holder Lynch, Hillary de Blasio, and others, in my opinion. They certainly didn't call for the death of police, did they? They're so smart. They're so silk smooth. They speak so quietly and so intelligently, don't they? But you see, it trickles down to the street level in another way. By the time it gets to the street level, it's a wink-wink, nod-nod, which says, go violent. It's a green light for violence against the police. So I believe, as do others who have studied this, that the blood of the police is on the hands of these people. Now, I'm not asking for your opinion, because I'm here to give you my opinion. What's the point of me asking you what you think? Either you'll agree or you won't agree. That's my opinion. Now, there are other statements on this issue that need to be talked about. And that is Obama, and this was yesterday, this one in clip three. When did he give this speech, Robert? Is this from yesterday or today? I don't know when he did this one. He wanted the cops to admit that they were wrong. Listen to clip three of the snake himself on the Savage Nation.
There are legitimate issues that have been raised, and there's data and evidence to back up the concerns that are being expressed by these protesters. And if police organizations and departments acknowledge that there's a problem and there's an issue, then that too is going to contribute to real solutions.
Yes.
That is what's going to ultimately help make the job of being a cop a lot safer.
Do you hear what he just said?
It is in the interest of police officers that their communities trust them and that the kind of rancor and suspicion that exists right now is alleviated.
The snake just blamed the dead cops for being killed. He just blamed the victim. That's what he just did. The snake just said that all police should apologize. You understand what this is, don't you? This is South Africa. Do you understand what he's doing here is what happened in South Africa? And if you want this to become South Africa, then keep supporting these rats on the left, because they will then have the necklaces out for you. You will next see burning tires around people's necks, unless the rhetoric of these left-wing fanatics is resisted. In essence, you know, if you were to ask me what I represent one voice in the resistance against these animals who are trying to destroy the society and doing a darn good job at it, by the way. The left wing has been at war with America for my entire life. I lived through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. I've seen it all. I've seen where it's come from. I was in Hawaii when Obama was a boy, and I know who was behind Obama. I knew some of those leftist fanatics. I knew what they intended for the society. And if they wanted to clone someone to bring it all down, girl, they couldn't have done better than him.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Perhaps the best way to honor our police is to follow the lead of police departments across the country who are striving to do better.
This
the deaths
today.
Of Alton and Philando.
Can you believe this?
Drove home how urgently we need to make reforms to policing and criminal justice.
Listen to this criminal speaking today.
How we cannot rest until we root out implicit
evil.
Bias and stop the killings of African Americans.
Oh, my God, like a gut punch. This is what this evil woman said this morning at the NAACP. Again, she blamed the dead police. She blamed them for their own deaths. This evil tyrant waiting in the wings, waiting in the left wing. It's as though we have not had 8 years of tyranny. Here she is waiting again to attack the police. Instead of saying it's the act of cowardly individuals who have done this to the police, she didn't say that. Instead of saying we need a healing in America, we need to come together, again, she used the opportunity to further divide the races and further put out the rhetoric that is so poisonous that it will lead to additional deaths of additional police. You know, I have to ask you one question, those of you who are listening to this show. Is there an officer listening to this show or a family member of anyone in police work who will ever vote for a Democrat again? Are there such individuals out there who are that suicidal that they would vote for a Democrat? Because to me, the case is quite clear. If you're in the military or you're in police work, if you are a family member of anyone in the military or in police work, I don't see how you can ever vote for a Democrat again. I don't understand how in the world you cannot see that you are digging your own grave or the grave of your loved one. How do you not see that? We're down to the wire here. We know Trump is a law and order candidate. And I'm sick of having to put out the caveats, but I know he's not this, I know he's not that. He's the only choice we have. There's no other choice. If you want more deaths of police, if you want a federalized police force that will become like the monstrous, corrupt federales in Mexico, then vote for Hillary. If you want to go to more police funerals, vote for Hillary. If you want to see a military completely unable to do its job, then vote for Hillary. If you want to put transvestites, transgenders ahead of war veterans who are laying in hospital wards waiting for surgery, then go ahead and vote for Hillary. If you want a world upside down, then go ahead and vote for Hillary. If you want the country flooded with Muslims, go ahead and vote for Hillary. If you want America invaded by people from Central America who will never work in this country as long as they live, then go ahead and vote for Hillary, because that's what you're going to get. That's how I see it. There's no other words that I have for the situation. None. So I asked you for the last 2 hours, how are these killings of police changing your life? Apparently it's not changed one bit of Hillary Clinton's life or rhetoric. That vicious, vicious, hard voice was heard this morning. That haranguing, hard Hillary came out again when she was in front of an all-black crowd of radical activists in the NAACP. And again, she appealed to the lowest and most base element in that audience. Because I can guarantee you that even some in the audience of the NAACP were appalled by what she said. But nobody would voice a word of opposition to her. And I again have to conclude this little monologue with a quote by Cicero. I'll keep reading it until you understand who Cicero, the Roman statesman from 42 BC, who he was referring to. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. Listen carefully, all you idiots out there. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. Now play Obama, if you don't mind, from this race thing that we just played. Listen to this traitorous sly. Listen to him whisper. Listen how his voice hisses, literally, as he escalates his lies. You could hear it if you were listening carefully and you were in voice recognition, in the field of voice recognition. You could hear that when he escalates his lies, a certain hissing is heard in his diction. Listen carefully.
There are legitimate issues that have been raised. And there's data and evidence to back up the concerns that are being expressed by these protesters. And if police organizations and departments acknowledge that there's a problem and there's an issue, then that too is going to contribute to real solutions. That is what's going to ultimately help make the job of being a cop a lot safer.
You know what I mean? Get it?
It is in the
as they lay dying, he's blaming them. The snake blamed the dead cops for being killed. That's what the snake just did. What he should have said was, these are acts of complete cowardice. We condemn them from the highest office. We will hunt down anyone who is even planning this. We will seize your weapons and we'll arrest all of you. Don't even think about it. That's what a leader would have said after Dallas, but he didn't. The snake instead said the cops should apologize. And what happened was, more cops were killed over the weekend. And he still hasn't apologized for the damage he has done and the lives he has destroyed. Nor has she. You have a very clear choice come November. It's a very clear choice.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Let's look at the definition of the word tyrant. An absolute ruler unrestrained by law or constitution. When has this man been restrained by the law or the constitution? Can you tell me when he's been constrained? Well, slightly, yes. He tried to force 4 million more illegal aliens down our throats, but he was stopped by a federal judge. So you could say, yeah, okay, he's restrained by the law. B, a usurper of sovereignty. He's exactly like Angela Merkel. He's flooding us with illegal aliens from the south of the border, many of whom are infected, and then he's bringing in Muslims by the tens or hundreds of thousands. Why is he doing that? The same reason Angela Merkel is destroying Germany. It's to have a population of useful idiots to control very easily. What are the other definitions of a tyrant? One resembling an oppressive ruler in the harsh use of authority or power. A ruler who has no legal limits on his or her power. A ruler who exercises total power, harshly and cruelly. A person who uses authority or power harshly. Now, what is the origin of the word tyrant? Are you ready? Oh, it comes back from the old French word for tyrant, the 12th century, from the Latin tyrannus, lord, master, or tyrant. From the Greek, tyrannos, lord, master, sovereign, absolute ruler. A loan word from a language of Asia Minor, probably Lydian, of Etruscan Turan, mistress, lady, surname of Venus. So what does that mean? In the exact sense, a tyrant is an individual who arrogates to himself the royal authority without having a right to it. That's Obama and Mrs. Obama. She thinks she's a queen above the law, abusing a taxpayer as often as she can. So we have a tyrant in the White House, and what's the answer to it? Nothing. There is no answer. We have absolute tyranny. He's out of control. He now has what he wants, which is a subdued police force. I got an email from a friend of mine, a Vietnam veteran, a very, very well-decorated combat veteran, comments on Friday's show. He said, Michael, I assume you've seen or heard of torture and mutilation of victims during the terrorist attacks in Paris, now revealed as suppressed by the French government. I listened to your show yesterday, midway through your discussion with the Muslim lawyer caller who started to try to drag you into the maze of whether Sharia was good or bad. I switched it off. At that point, I had to wrap my head with duct tape. It was about to explode. I don't know, Michael, how you maintain your patience. We're dealing with the perfect enemy. Humans with the pathologic killing determination of spiders. equipped with an armory of lies, distortions, and grievances that play perfectly to disarm their victims, whose survival instincts have been surrendered to political correctness. However, unlike the spider, he writes, which must inject a numbing venom which paralyzes its victims, the PC morons of today have benumbed themselves. There was a slogan during the Vietnam War, kill them all and let God sort them out. Because I was a soldier who fought with a set of Judeo-Christian ethics, I found it repugnant then. But with this enemy, there may come the day when, to save ourselves, we'll have to do what Christians confronted with the same enemy had to do centuries ago. He's talking about the Muslim hordes, by the way. And literally kill every one of them engaged against us until they are reduced to a state where they are no longer a threat. That is, unless they do the same to us first. And I can think of a few scenarios in which that is not only possible but probable, unless we act before it's too late. And then he goes on to his words about Obama, which I cannot read on the air. They are that incendiary. I'll leave it at, he says, as far as the communist street hustler, you've done an injustice to hardworking snakes by defining him as such. But in this case, accurate, keep up the fire. Anonymous. How has this epidemic of cop killing, primarily by black males, changed your daily life? Because it has. I know it has. It's changed you in some ways, and you're probably not willing to admit it. Certainly you haven't admitted it to anyone you know, but it has. We all know that's changed your approach to certain people and their approach to you. You know that the society is now more polarized than it's been. You say since the 60s? I would say since Reconstruction. No, the man hasn't taken us back 50 years. He's taken us back 150 years in race relations. The man has literally turned race against race. Now, I have a lot more to say about this. There's so much more to say about it. The Baton Rouge murderer was a Nation of Islam member. Did you know that? That's being covered up by Wolf Blitzer and the other useful tools in the media. Member of the Nation of Islam for a period of time. Does that matter? I would think so. Have you heard old Louis Farrakhan's speeches over the last year calling for 1 million brave men to stand up and to kill? You haven't heard that? In any sane society, that would have been considered, what kind of speech would that be called? Love speech? This internal race war is being fueled by this administration. And there's an external and an internal religious war which we will not even acknowledge, let alone fight. Who Black Lives Matter really is and how they're basically a domestic terrorist organization built on a complete lie. Cops are dying as a result of the lie. And by the way, George Soros, in my opinion, is a world-class criminal who should be arrested by Interpol. He gave Black Lives Matter over $30 million. Now, this Black Lives Matter movement was founded after the fake hands-up, don't move, don't shoot shooting of Michael Brown by a policeman in Ferguson, Missouri. But this was a myth. It has no relationship to the truth. There was a grand jury investigation into that shooting. Phelim McAleer read 5,000 pages of eyewitness and forensic evidence. And he said, I read it down to the last document. And he did a play called Ferguson. And he said all the witnesses, mostly African-American, were very clear. Michael Brown was on a drug-filled crime rampage and was attacking a police officer when he was shot. The truth was very, very different from what the mainstream media had been peddling about the shooting. Why is that important to know? Because the media is owned by the government. I warned you about it in 1998. I gave an important speech at the Commonwealth Club entitled Beware the Government Media Complex. In Germany right now, they have a massive rapes that you cannot believe. And anyone who reports on the rapes is called a racist, a right-winger, a this or a that, by Angela Merkel, the communist, who has sought to destroy Germany. The very same issues are at play here in America. Exactly what's going on in Germany is going on here. But the point here, in the comparison to Germany, is that in Germany, the state-owned media is a complete propaganda arm of the oven stuffer Angela Merkel. Anyone who criticizes the media is called a Nazi, a fascist, or a right-winger. Does that sound familiar to you? I have been called every one of those names for 22 straight years by the illegitimate vermin on the left who have now destroyed this country almost down to the last policemen on the beat. There's almost nothing left for them to destroy. But they're working on it around the clock with money from George Soros and others who would like to destroy this nation once and for all. We are in a war for our very survival. There's an epidemic of the killing of police triggered by Barack Obama. Let me not mince words because I get tripped up. When I try to get too clever, I actually lose my train of thought. So let me make it real simple. One man to another. There's an epidemic of cop killing that came from the top down. It started at the beginning of the regime, the tyrannical regime, 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with the Beer Summit, where he took the side of the thug who was teaching at Harvard. Thugs come in all sorts of colors and all sorts of professions. A thug at Harvard attacked the police, and he had a Beer Summit. The thin man from Hawaii went and had a summit, and he came down against the police. Then it started to escalate with Eric Holder, another racist, in my opinion. It seems to me an orchestrated campaign that led to the death of police. Do I have to remind you what happened over the weekend? Do you know why it's happening? Now, to top it off, you would think that they'd stop the rhetoric, wouldn't you? But they didn't. Hillary today went to the NAACP, and instead of tamping down the rhetoric, she once again used her horrendous, hectoring voice to again say the police were wrong. So I tell you, how does this stop, and what is it doing to the police? How can you people on the left think that you're going to be safer if the black gangs rule the streets? Now, let me be very clear. I'll tell you what I think is going on. I'll make it very clear. And I have a solution, by the way, that you're not going to believe. It's out of left field, or shall I say out of right field. See, the big winners here are the drug-dealing gangs in the, quote, inner cities. They're the ones who are actually behind the killing of the police, because they're the ones who are incarcerated the most. The drug dealers. So now they've got a dream situation. They can do their, ply their trade in the streets without fear of a cop arresting them, because the mobs are liable to go berserk. So now they're free to deal drugs in the streets. The cops are afraid of them. This isn't exactly what you would do if you were running a drug empire, cripple the police. Well, there's a solution to it, which is make drugs legal. I know that's controversial. If you were to legalize most drugs, and those drugs that were being sold by a government store, as is still done in certain states in America with liquor. I think Vermont still has only government-owned liquor stores, believe it or not. I don't remember if that's still true. High taxation, that would eliminate the drug dealing in the streets. It would eliminate the gangs. And then the cops might be safe again. Now, that's one solution anyway. I know it's controversial, and I know it will increase drug usage. But if the drugs are rampant anyway, we've lost the war on drugs because Obama refuses to prosecute it. The snake has triggered a race war in America. Cops are being killed. The media is glorifying their deaths while putting out crocodile tears about the brave fallen officers. Over to you, Wolf.
Well, here we are at the funeral in Dallas, and it's quite a thing to see.
These are the people who steamed up the deaths, the killing, the murder. They did it! But I'm not going to yell because it's not going to change anything. What's the point of screaming? Why should I scream? Why should I scream? I know what it's doing to this country. I know what the snake has done. I know what the snake intends to do before he leaves. He told us he wants to squeeze the last bit of change out of his time as tyrant. He said he would do it. Now, we're only into July. Let's see. What's the number of cops who are dead, Mr. Obama? What do you mean by the last bit of change? How many more have to die for you to be satisfied? Like a demon. The man is like a demon. There's no amount of mayhem that will be enough for the madman. Now, we the citizens down in the street, on what the Chinese philosophers call the elbow-thrashing level of humanity or reality, have to deal with the, let's say, the fallout from the demon's actions and his friends in the media. This means the everyday life of all of us has changed forever. How has it changed you? That's what I'd like to know. Because it's changed your life. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Okay, today I've made an allegation that there is a war on police that Obama himself has triggered going back to his so-called beer summit. I've also said there's a race war brewing in this country. I'm going to read you a news story that just came out and see how it fits in with those statements. Spokesmouth, the Goebbels of the administration, Josh Goebbels Ernst, refuses to say why the White House will not be lit in blue to honor cops. This just came out from the Washington Examiner. President Obama's top liar would not say why the Obama administration is rejecting requests to illuminate the White House in blue to honor police officers gunned down in Dallas and now Baton Rouge. The liar, Josh Ernst, who should be tried for war crimes against the American people when Trump becomes president, said, "I don't suspect that that is something that we will do," said the Goebbels of our time. Today, when asked if the so-called administration will acquiesce to calls from police departments and others to do so. But when asked why not, Goebbels Ernst had no ready answer except to highlight all the other steps the White House has taken to support police. And then he gave the double talk and the lies. Josh Ernst refused to answer why the hater of police will not light the White House in blue to honor cops. We know the answer because it's part of his agenda. Here's another article that is sure to shock you if you've been following what Obama's done over the years. Say, well, why do you keep talking about him? He's soon be gone. He's not gone yet. He's got a long time left to create chaos and mayhem. In Government Zero, I had an entire chapter on this subject under the Iran story. I think it was under a whole chapter under Zero Strategy of something to do in there with Iran. And the fact of the matter is, new documents just came out today which reveal everything that we've been telling you is true, that Iran could make nukes sooner than thought, that Kerry was a liar, Obama was a liar. And who released this? None other than the liberal Associated Press obtained these documents, which shows that key restrictions on Iran, the terrorist nation's nuclear program, will ease in slightly more than a decade, having the time Iran would need to build a bomb. Everything we warned you, which is that Obama, through Valerie Jarrett of Iranian descent, carefully crafted a lie that Iran was a moderate nation, that they were dealing with moderates, and that they would not be on the road to building a nuclear weapon. It's all a lie. They basically gave them a green light to build a nuclear weapon in much less time than you would ever imagine. So again, what can you do about it? You've got chaos in the streets. You've got chaos abroad. You've got chaos in France. Wherever you turn, it's a terrible world. It's falling apart. And you say, well, what are you going to do about it? I don't have an answer for the global question. As a talk show host, all I am is an observer of what's going on and a commentator about what's going on. I'm not a religious figure. I'm not a politician. I'm not running for office. And all I can say is there is an answer. It's a biblical answer. And there are many answers in the Bible for times like these troubling times. And some of the answers include things such as tend your own garden. If you can't control things outside your garden, then tend your own garden. Make your house a better place. Make your garden a better garden. Make your life better, in other words. Be more respectful of the law. Be more respectful of God. And maybe that will help in some small way if tens of millions of us did that, followed that rule. Because we can't control what's outside of us. That's all I can say to you. There are many other things that can be said, and they will be said over the coming days, weeks, and months. And with God's will and your listenership, I shall return.